This is WSBW, day 25, your morning team. Thanks for being with Denise and Pat and Charlie. You are listening to Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You, her iconic Christmas song. Yes, this is Mariah Carey. Just plain old Mariah Carey. Not and never will be known as the official Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey.
No.
Oh, darn.
Nope. Court came down yesterday and said, can't trademark that.
So no trademark. Oh.
I didn't know there was quite a battle about this going on. She was trying to trademark Queen of Christmas, which would allow her to have a whole brand, a wide range of merchandise, fragrances, lotions, nail polish, jewelry, mugs, sweatshirts, food, drinks, ornaments, and more, all that could be under the Queen of Christmas moniker. But according to a United States Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, she's been ruled against. She was applying for exclusive rights. But there is a couple of people battling her. I guess singer Elizabeth Chan was the one who did the official opposition. She has been producing Christmas music for a long time. And while she says she's not the queen, there should be no simple Queen of Christmas. Darlene Love weighed in.
Oh, Darlene Love.
Yeah, she said, and this I guess it started being filed in July. I missed this completely.
Until me too.
And then Darlene Love wrote on Facebook, "Is it true that Mariah Carey trademarked Queen of Christmas?" That's when she started trying to get the trademark. And she says, "What does that mean? I can't use that title? David Letterman officially declared me the Queen of Christmas 29 years ago. A year before Mariah Carey even released All I Want for Christmas Is You. Wow. And at 81 years of age, I'm not changing anything."
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Darlene Love.
Wow.
After the ruling, Darlene Love wrote, "Thank you, Lord. Congrats to all the queens of Christmases."
Wow. So it sounds like she's okay with queens, just not a, just not singular.
Can't not be singular.
The yes. Queen of Christmas time.
However, yeah. There's always a however, apparently Carey is also bidding to trademark Christmas Princess. And that's still pending, and so far there's been no opposition to that. So apparently she can hold an underling title, but she can't be...
She can't be the queen.
Can't be okay. The queen.
She had... Look, it's a good song. It's played all the time during Christmas time, but she had... Are there other like big time Mariah Carey Christmas songs?
I'm sure there.
I mean, there are other songs out
but
there,
this but one has
like
overwhelmed
this.
All the rest.
Yeah,
that's the key. Is this one song has just whatever else she's done? Nobody, her fans do.
Right,
and I'm sure there are other songs you'll hear about Mariah Carey during the Christmas season. But this is I mean, come on, just because it keeps on going to number one and has for what 4 decades now?
Yeah.
So, but Princess. But Christmas Princess. Apparently, she wrote a book called Christmas Princess. That's why she's trying to trademark that name.
Well, and of course, for Mariah, this was, wanting to trademark it for all her other merchandise and monetary reasons, of course, why she was doing this.
How?
In the spirit of Christmas.
How will she ever survive?
Without enough money.
Yes. Not being able to produce all the Queen of Christmas merchandise she was planning to. I don't know how she's going to continue on.
I think she'll be okay.
Well, I'm sure she'll find a way.
Classify herself among the divas of Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. Divas of Christmas.